It's the second time in less than 5 years the school is facing a sanction. This time, the problems stem from the hazing death of a drum major and lax oversight of funds given to the school's band for travel. It's also due to incomplete and fraudulent audits done by the school's former auditor. In speaking with concerned students, faculty, and staff in a hastily called town hall meeting, interim FAMU president Larry Robinson said the stakes couldn't be any higher for the troubled school.
We're in a fishbowl, right? This next 12 month with regard to 3.11.2, I mean, we just can't afford to have anybody not understand the implications of any actions that they take having not only an adverse impact on the individual or individuals, but on the university as a whole.
A formal notice from the accrediting group to the university detailing specifics of the charges won't be released until sometime next week. But Robinson says he believes the one sure thing that guarantees a probation sanction is a part of the SAC's rules that call on schools to maintain, quote, integrity. And he says the university fell short of that after it was learned that 15 audits performed by the university's former audit director, Charles O'Dor, contained missing and fraudulent information.
We certainly don't do audits that way anymore, right? Now, and we had an Ernst & Young team to come in and look at the issues around that. And as you know, we have a corrective action plan to address not only the audit process, but the issues in the audits that were deemed incomplete.
The high-profile hazing death of a band drum major didn't help the school either, nor did follow-up investigations that revealed more than 100 non-students traveling with the band on the school's dime. For that, Sachs also noted FAMU failed to provide a safe environment for its students and questioned the qualifications of people in administrative positions. University System Chancellor Frank Brogan says many people, including university officials, saw the sanction coming.
What Sachs does is look back over the course of the last year. True, Florida A&M University is working hard to take corrective action going forward. We believe many of those actions will have serious and important and positive impacts. But the Southern Association is looking back at circumstances that unfolded over the past year.
Many of the problems cited by the accrediting group have already been or are in the process of being fixed. But whether the school's efforts are enough will be determined next year.
Our goal is always to bring the institution into compliance with the standards. We're not into it for punishment or removal or anything. We just want to bring them into compliance.
Pamela Cravey is with the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. She says a probation sanction is rare, but that the university remains fully accredited.
They have some things to work on.
The university's new audit director, Richard Givens, comes from the state of Florida's own audit office. And the school is instituting a top-down review of its administration to make sure everyone's academic credentials are in order. FAMU has also instituted an anti-hazing agenda and is putting new policies in place for student travel. The university will be visited by Sachs in the spring, and the accrediting group will issue its decision next December. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.